It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. People angry over the election of Donald Trump are planning protests tonight in Dallas and Fort Worth. They're scheduled to start at 7 o'clock at Main Street Garden in Dallas and the old Tarrant County Courthouse in Fort Worth. Democratic Congressman Mark Vesey was also surprised by Tuesday's Republican victories. He represents a swath of Tarrant and Dallas counties and says many in his district are questioning their place in America after Donald Trump's racially charged campaign rhetoric.
You know, I think that if you're African-American and you live in Stop Six, or if you're Latino and you live in Oak Cliff, that your view of the country today and your opinion of what happened on Tuesday is a lot different than someone that lives in Alito or Plano.
Vesey says the country needs an honest discussion about race, and President-elect Trump could help move that conversation forward by apologizing for language that offended people of color and other minorities.
When someone says those type of things and people vote for them anyway, there tends to be a view that, well, maybe the people that voted for this guy really, they sit down and they break bread with me at lunch. You know, they say hi to me at the PTA meeting, but maybe they really don't really care that much for me. You know, if they voted for this guy and he said all those awful things. And so I think that any way that we can begin to heal, whether it's apology, whether it's having a town hall on race, whatever it may happen to be, we need to do it because there are a lot of people out there that are hurting.
When Congress returns to D.C. next week, Vesey says Democrats will try to figure out what they can accomplish with Republicans in control of the House, the Senate, and the White House. He hopes to work with the Trump administration on things like jobs and education. Ever gotten funky directions from your GPS app? The culprit might have been the weather in space. Researchers at the University of Texas at Arlington are working with the Department of Defense to understand how solar winds can be a hazard for us here on Earth. Pablo Araruz Pena reports.
Graduate student Richard Bond works on computer simulations to the quiet hum of servers in an office basement at UT Arlington. On a blue screen, there's a circle, the Earth, and there's pixelated waves swaying up and down. They represent the sun's blowing winds.
So the solar wind is coming really fast. It's moving at 1,000,000 miles an hour. And it slams into Earth's magnetosphere. It doesn't know it's there, but it slams into it and creates this shock wave. You can think of it as an airplane moving supersonic.
Those winds are caused by flares coming from the sun. Just like there are hurricanes here on Earth, solar storms rage outside the atmosphere.
Space weather is when the environment in space changes, and what drives those changes is the varying output from the sun.
Ramon Lopez is a space weather researcher at UTA. Lopez says most of the time, solar winds aren't harmful. In the worst case scenario, they can do some real damage or at least mess up your directions.
It's just like if you look at a pencil and you stick it into a glass of water, the pencil looks bent. So the pencil isn't really exactly where you see it. So that happens with GPS signals.
Lopez points to how space weather had an impact on a battlefield in Afghanistan.
There was a communications difficulty, and that contributed to the issue of that particular battle. And they went back through the records and said, hey, wait a second, we think that this communications difficulty that they had was because of ionospheric disturbances.
In April, Congress passed the Space Weather Research and Forecast Act to help track these disturbances in the atmosphere and what causes them.
Basically, the ultimate driver is the sun. So we need to go back all the way to the sun.
UTA researcher Yue Ding received a $7 million grant from the Department of Defense. She collaborates with researchers across the globe to study the sun's chaotic behavior. That's because, at this point, solar wind prediction is tricky, especially when it comes to measuring the energy output of massive solar flares.
That's a big, big question for the space weather forecast. We want to figure out which one is coming, which one is not going to hit us. And if it hit us, how bad is it?
And while solar winds can be dangerous, they can also be beautiful. In fact, they're what causes the northern lights, the bright greens and purples of Aurora Borealis. For KERA News, I'm Pablo Arauz-Pena.
A conference on the galloping development of southwestern cities runs in Dallas this weekend through Monday, and it's more than your usual cluster of workshops. New Cities, Future Ruins is a four-year initiative that will lead to artworks, design projects, and residencies here and in El Paso and Phoenix. RNC's Jerome Weeks sat down with Gavin Krober, Artistic Director of New Cities, Future Ruins.
Gavin Krober, welcome.
Thank you.
So, New Cities Future Ruins is a conference slash festival about the future of the Sunbelt cities. But beyond that description, things get complicated. Explain.
The cities of the Western Sunbelt are the places that demographers point to as a counterpoint to the decline of the Rust Belt and the coasts. This is where a middle class has been retrenching. And the rise of a city like Phoenix or Dallas was actually premised on the decline of those cities, that there were policy decisions made, federal funding shifted to move financial energy from unionized cities in the north and the east to these new cities in the southwest. These are also cities that point the way America is moving along racial lines. The demographic gaps in these cities between the oldest population, which is predominantly Anglo, and the youngest third of the population, which is intensely more diverse, point towards the coming colorization of America. So there's all these historical linkages.
So what is this about?
So for New Cities Future Ruins, we've invited artists and designers and thinkers to engage these cities, to create projects that unpack what's happening here, that look at all these different conditions, dynamic growth, demographic change, the ecological costs of sprawl, and speculate on the future of these cities, because in a lot of ways, these cities are tracking the future of the country.
Some of these issues that these cities face are things like water resource management or renewable energy sources. What do artists bring to what are pretty complicated logistical, ecological, and even legal issues?
First and foremost, I think that through art, we change the way we see the world, that to answer these questions and rise to the challenges, everything depends on how we see those problems. And so an artwork or a design work can push back against received narratives about what these cities are, the persistence of the Old West myth, or the persistence of an anti-suburban bias that we've inherited since the 60s. And I think that's what we're trying to do. This convening launches a four-year initiative that will include artist residencies and public commissions and exhibitions around the region and touring beyond.
Given the topic of New Cities Future Ruins, does it offer any particular take on North Texas?
The sheer scale of the Metroplex is stunning. And it's really fascinating being here where the so-called Texas miracle has insulated the city to a degree from some of the damage of the housing crisis. And I think a lot of what we're thinking about here is what the effects of sustained growth are on a city, on the people that live in it, on our ways of life. The title of the initiative, New Cities, Future Ruins, it reads like a prophecy, right? But there is a comma in the title. And I think really what we're looking at here is there's a kind of indulgent, apocalyptic vision of these cities. At the same time, there's a set of forces locally that love to indulge in a kind of techno-utopianism, that we're going to innovate solutions that let us keep doing the same. And I think for us, we're trying to think about futures that are neither sparkling new cities nor dust cloud ruins. What does a future for Dallas look like that's actually a patchwork of resiliency and collapse? And how do we live inside of that?
Well, Gavin Grober, thank you very much and good luck.
Thank you.
For the evening, should be partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 54. Tomorrow brings in mostly sunny skies with a high near 67. It's currently 73 degrees in Dallas, 69 in Fort Worth, 68 in Tyler, 68 in Wichita Falls. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.